go to the first item, which is the election of the chair and the vice chair.
What about the minutes?
Oh, pardon me. Jump ahead. So we have minutes from last team's meeting, fellow CAP colleagues, any feedback?
Could I have the mic?
Yeah.
Can you hear me? First, I want to say that I have never seen in the past as complete and accurate minutes as has been maintained for this CAC. I think in the past, every time, like I'm looking at a prior time, a public comment, it has had his name, it has Rita Evans' name, it has where they're from, Sunnyside, Westwood Park, and it has the comments. And reading those minutes alone, you can tell there's not an agreement of the public on everything, but you can tell where it's coming from, and I think that's very important, especially when we eventually prepare our annual report. I noticed that for the first time, the minutes really didn't do that at this time. In fact, even with the CAC members, they didn't say who said what. And it could have been you saying Westwood Park. I did make a comment about Westwood Park, but it could have been John saying that. And so I really, and I heard somebody say, well, you know, you already got, always got the recording, which we do. But I don't want to go back and listen to a recording for 2.5 years. And again, I compliment whoever did the minutes previously, because it really was outstanding. It's better. I've seen a lot of minutes in my time, and it's one of the best 7 minutes I've ever seen. And it's good because then you can get, most important is the public comment, but also the comment. And so I would ask that if we could, that we have a minutes for the last meeting be like the prior ones.
So let's, you're going to go, Emily, you want to
see, is this on? So let's have a conversation about how we can organize the minutes in a way that, like, gets you the description that you need. The amount of time that Philip took to do those minutes was just not sustainable. He was basically doing a transcript, which, as you said, there's basically no precedent for that for any other public meetings in the city, and we just do not have the staff capacity to keep for hours and hours and hours doing a transcript. But if there's a way to format more of a summary that is,
That's a fair response.
Okay.
Like I said, they were the best minutes I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of minutes in my, 45 years of work.
Yeah.
The main thing is, especially to get the name of the public person who's making the comment, the representation, Westwood, Sunnyside, whatever, member of the general public, and to get the name of the CAC member who's making the comment. And then it could be much more abbreviated, of course. I was amazed at how much detail went into it. It might have gone into too much detail.
Yeah.
But I think you have to, you need to get a flavor of this to get A, the name of the person from the public, B, the member, name of the CAC member, and then just a very short summary of what they said.
Yeah. And then, I'm sorry.
That's
I'm wondering too that maybe it could be put from the transcript. Maybe put the times, like the start and the time, like a timestamp at the start and the end for each agenda item. So if you did want to go back and listen to it, you could actually go to the spot in the recording and you could dig down deeper so that you could get that detail if you really wanted it without having to listen to the entire 2.5 hours.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Yeah, we'll take another stab at it and try to figure out how we can balance all these things and get you guys something that works.
Great. Good point. Thanks. So with that, are there any comments first from the CAC related to the minutes, other than next time you have them, you know, comprehensive in terms of who's based on? Are there any errors, changes? Public comment? Yeah. You gotta come up over here, please.
I'm not sure, but I think I only made one comment, and it was had several things, and one of them was about the graphics. And in the minutes, I didn't see any reference to it. It said, park seems small. That's the only reference that comes close to what I said. And I said that the welcoming public Realm Graphic has this big green thing going on, this big monster green thing. But if you look at the public Realm Graphic that has the specific park, it is so much smaller than that big green thing going on. So that was my comment, that I thought that that presentation of the space, the open space, was just very, very deceptive.
So that would be under number six, where it says the park seems small, which is like the seventh bullet point from the bottom, to amend that to say that the graphic doesn't
was
reflect,
very deceptive.
Was deceptive.
Was, yeah, didn't reflect what the plan actually was.
Right. Anybody else? Okay, so can we have a motion to approve? John? Second? Second, Linda. All in favor?
I'll vote in favor with the understanding that future minutes will have.
Well, yeah, perfect. And opposition, and then I'm going to abstain as I was not at the last meeting. Great, thanks. Okay, so now minutes done. And I'm wondering, Mike, maybe what we can do too in preparation for the next meeting is to take a look at, as Tom begins to prepare the notes for the next meeting, maybe he does like a page, he starts to do it, and then I'm looking for Tom. Where is Tom?
Oh, there
you are. So, Tom. So maybe as you're doing the minutes, maybe as you get like the first page or so done, maybe run them by me and Mike,
yeah,
and we can see,
I'd be
if,
happy
if,
to do that.
See if we like how they look, send some of this in draft form. Great, okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so now to elections. So how this will work is we'll do the chair, and then we'll do the vice chair. And I'm going to open it up to nominations.
I think we're at a turning point in the process, and I would like to see continuity. And Lisa's done a great job of leading us over the past, how long has it been, 2 years now? So I would say one more term. I'd like to nominate Lisa. So. I'll be happy to second that nomination.
I'll be happy to third that.
So before we take a vote, I want to do one thing, and I want to make sure to state this in the record because it's been brought to my attention. When I joined the CAC in the very beginning, two years ago, I disclosed in that meeting that 4 years ago, I received a contract from the SFPUC. That contract was for development of community benefits strategy, which was basically figuring out how to make sure that companies, engineering firms primarily, who received contracts from the PUC, that they would be giving back to the community. So I worked very deeply in District 10 to create a K-12 higher elementary through higher ed strategy to figure out ways for companies to give back to schools. Since designing that strategy, things that have happened include many scholarships for students to go to college, the support of Urban Ed Academy, the support of Willie Brown Middle School Spark internship program, and these are all things that came off of the strategy. This was 4 years ago, and I just want to make it very clear for people with complete transparency, because it's gotten back to me that somehow that's not on the up and up. But it has nothing to do with this project, and it's about helping low-income young people in District 10, Bayview, Hunters Point primarily, Visitation Valley, being able to take advantage of resources that the engineering firms would provide. So I want to just offer that up. Thank you. So I'm going to call for the vote. Those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Great. Thank you. Now, for the vice chair position, the highly coveted vice chair.
I nominate Robert.
Okay. You have a second?
You accept?
Great. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Good. It's unanimous. Thank you very much. Great. Thanks. Okay, well, so now we're ahead of schedule. So the developer team, you guys ready to
start? Not all the way ready.
Can you be partially ready?
Yeah.
Can be partially ready.
So some of our architects and some of our computers and projectors
are on the way. I heard 6:22 or something as an ETA, so I'm gonna talk and I'll speak slowly, and right as I finish, they're gonna walk in the doors and break. So again, just introduce myself. I'm Joe Kirchhoffer with Avalon Bay Communities, and a representative of our team.
Hey Joe, sorry. Can you pull that up here?
Yes. To your height.
Is it on?
Yes, I just got to be closer. Okay, this works too. This is fine. So just to give a quick preview of tonight, I'm really excited. I think our whole team and our designers are really excited because this is really the first meeting that we have where we really get to dig in and talk about design. You know, we've had a lot of overviews and a lot of introductions and a lot of, you know, over at Reardon 15 minutes to talk at least through the whole thing. But we're going to take some time tonight and dig in and sort of go topic by topic and talk about why our design team came up with what they did and how they balanced things, how they made the trade-offs, and sort of took the first draft of that process. And we are really eager, as we said last time, to hear your thoughts about what we've come up with so far. What looks good, what looks bad, what's not working. And what else do we need to know or need to hear about to get it right? We said this last time, and I want to stress it again. We're at the beginning of a process. It's going to be a pretty long process. We're going to, when the slides come on, we're going to have, you know, a slide that talks about what's the plan going to be, and we're going to, you know, we'll talk about that probably every meeting from now on. But we are at the start of the process. We do want to start making some progress and getting some feedback and starting to iterate and show you guys what we've done. But there's a lot of time. So if you have something, your comment is, this needs to change, but there's still time to change that. The format last time felt a little clunky, and there's a lot of rules about format. Emily can kick me if I say something that I'm not supposed to say, but the public comment last time came at the end, and we sort of sat and listened and didn't really say anything back, and it felt a little bit less productive than it should have been. So what we'd like to do today, and the plan for today is, during our agenda item, we're gonna open it up to questions a couple times in our slideshow, where we said, let's open it up, talk about this, hear what your feedback is about this, you know, both CAC members and folks in the audience. We encourage everybody to ask questions, we will answer them. We'll, you know, have some sort of live back and forth about, you know, this is why we made this decision, these are the other ways we could have thought about it, things like that. We're gonna be as transparent as we can possibly be. What that means is sometimes the answer's gonna be no or not the answer that people want. Other times the answer's gonna be we just don't know yet and we haven't figured it out yet. So, you know, that's part of being transparent is saying that we don't have all the answers. We definitely don't have all the answers. But we do want to make sure that people are, you know, using that time. And it is much more productive for us, and I think much more productive as somebody listening to us. If you ask us a question during our agenda item, we'll answer it, or we'll try our best to answer it. There still needs to be public comment at the end, so at the end, we'll all sit down. You guys can line up and get on the mic and say your public comments, and that's fine if that's what everybody wants to do, but we're not going to answer it. We're not going to respond to those comments. So, you know, we'll listen. If there's something that comes up at the end, we'll potentially talk about it next time. But if you want an answer, if you want sort of some feedback, that will be during our agenda item.
Joe, can I ask something?
Sure, yeah.
So I think as we move in this transition of this very formal process to having more interaction, it's going to be really important that when you get up and ask, when you ask your question in this less formal way, that when they pause and say any questions, it's for the specific session that they just covered, and then we'll move to the next session, and then we'll do it for the next piece. And then at the end, as you can see from the notes, it says general comments, and then at the end you can ask a question that's a general question, which was not by the section, right, of the topic. So if there's something that they didn't cover that you want to ask about, that's the time to do it.
Yeah, no, and we'll, as we get into it, you'll see there's a specific topic for tonight. We're trying to, because there's so much here and there's so many different pieces of the project, we are trying to break it down into some more manageable conversations that we can have. So if there's a really meaty question that comes up that is going to take 10 minutes for us to get into, and we might say, you know what, let's save that for December meeting or for January meeting or whatever.
But I would say go ahead and ask it. You know, if there's something that you need to say, we want to hear it. And if it's going to derail us too far, we'll let you know that it's okay. That's part of being. That's part of having a back and forth. So we'll, you know, I hope we don't have to all come to the mic. I think we could just raise hands and, you know.
We'll pass the mic.
Pass the mic around, okay. So we can do it that way. So as we get there, the first section we'll talk about will be a little bit about the schedule, where we've been, where we're going, what the plan is. We'll have a little Q&A about that just so people understand, you know, if there are structural questions, we can talk about that. And then Peter's going to talk a little bit about what are the big organizing principles that sort of drove our design. You know, you've seen all the plans, you've sort of, it's been out there for months, but we haven't really had an opportunity to have our design team come out and say, this is why it's this way, this is why we made these big moves. And then we're going to dive into a discussion of sort of the biggest organizing principle. The biggest organizing principle is open space, and which drives so much of the other circulation and the other things. I see them in the window. They're close. And then we're going to get into a really detailed discussion. Gary Strang, who's our landscape architect, is here with his team, and we'll dive deep into that topic. The comment before about the park looking big and small, absolutely, we're going to dive way into that. We can answer that question and talk about that. But before we turn it over and before they get all set up, I did want to just make sure that we said that we did hear a lot of feedback last time. You know, the last meeting, we didn't have a chance to answer everything, but we are listening. We did hear a lot of things, and we have a number of topics that we know we need to come back to. Some of those will be tonight. But you know, just I just wanted to identify and read back. You know, we heard a lot of these things. Definitely, as you all know, transportation, parking, pedestrian access, bike access, MTA, and getting MTA to the table, improving public transit. All of those are one huge interrelated topic that we know we have to tackle. That is absolutely on the radar. We heard a lot of comments, you know, from a lot of different angles last time on that. Design and integration with the wider neighborhood, you know, we definitely heard a lot of that too, that this needs to have excellent architecture, and it needs to be architecture that works with its surroundings, works with Westwood Park, works with City College, works with Ocean Avenue. So that's something that, you know, we'll definitely get into. We'll probably talk a little bit on it today, but touch on that in an in-depth future meeting as well. City College, you know, our interaction with City College is obviously a huge topic as well. That's a big part of the parking conversation. It's also a big part of our housing conversation, and how we are going to work with them to hopefully provide subsidized housing or affordable housing for the City College community. Some comments we'll address today about wind in the open space, how we design an open space in a nice park where people are going to want to hang out here where it's windy. Also the connection to San Ramon Way is obviously something we've heard about as well.
To
San Ramon Way. There were also a lot of comments that I would put under the category of building a community, not just creating some buildings, but making sure we're building a community, and that, you know, those are the comments we sort of, that's why we all do our jobs. So absolutely, that's going to be probably something that comes up in every one of our meetings. Finally, the other thing that people talked a lot about was total density and how many homes are going to be here, how many people are going to live here. That's something that we know is on the table as well, and it's going to be talked about. So that was when I was going to turn it over to our team. Are we ready for that? Is that?
I think we are.
Okay.
Maybe just give us 30 seconds to make a little noise.
Oh, yeah, go for it.
And we're at 6:30 on the dot.
Okay. And this meeting starts at 6 or 6:15? Because I thought I was like very up on everything for the planning of this meeting, but I was thinking 6:15.
So what happened was
we used to do a 6 to 6:15 orientation for new members, of people that was their first time coming to meetings, and we would do, here's how it's working, and so that people could get up to speed. But now that we're kind of in the next phase, we're thinking
6 o'clock.
We're just going to start at 6 o'clock.
Well, I apologize.
No, sorry.
Well, just for myself, because I was after 6:15, and then our team was stuck in traffic. So, Sorry about that. Thank you for your patience. We were going to write up a little agenda. You want to still go through
that? Yeah,
just for the night, just to keep people on track.
Yeah, right.
And then we're also going to, at some point, when we get to the Q&A, we'll have a pad of paper that if we do have a question, you know, this is a good question, it's important. We can't dive into that right now, or it's going to take us way too far off topic. We'll put it up so you guys can see it. And then that'll be something we make sure to circle back to the future meeting as well.
And can we coordinate with Tom so that let's have a section in the minutes that says open questions to be covered and have that maybe appear at the beginning of the minutes so that it's the first thing so that we know that that's what we're going to come back to? Okay?
I'm gonna hand this to Karen. Is there another mic? Oh, you've got one. That's fine. So we won't borrow it right now, but when we need a mic and someone's got a question, we might borrow yours, Lisa. So Karen, I'll give you the walk.
Okay.
And I'm gonna just say Joe covered this briefly, but it's probably good to get to it. That will outline you covered briefly.
Okay. So this is the agenda Joe covered a little bit, but we'll be covering the scheduled timeline, kind of the master planning process over the next 12 months. Then we'll be reviewing key elements of the master plan from our initial proposal. So we'll be looking at that just for a quick overview. And then we'll be getting to the heart of this meeting, which is the public open space. And we have Gary and Wendy from GLS.
Could you introduce yourself?
Oh, I'm sorry. Forgive me. I am Karen Murray with Anita Williams Pollock. We're one of the master plan architects along with Piatech for this project.
Should we do a quick round of introductions? That'd be helpful.
Yeah. Okay. So, Karen Murray.
I'm Joe Kirchhoff from Avalon Bay.
I'm Sam Moss with Mission.
Hi, I'm Sam Moss with Mission Housing Development Corporation.
Joel Rouge, Pacific Development Company.
Gary Strang from GLS Landscape of Architecture.
Brad Whipple with Bridge Housing. Scott Falcone, Development Consultant with Mission Housing.
Kevin Griffith with Bridge Housing.
Daryl Garrett with Habitat for Humanity.
Smithas Chaudhry with Bridge Housing.
Smitha,
I'm not sure I know the pronunciation. Okay.
Shashadri.
And I'm Peter Waller with Pine Talk Architects.
Hi guys, I'm Kushal Modi with Van Meter.
Hi, I'm Wendy Wong with GLS Landscape Architecture. So, as you can see, we have a lot of designers and developer partners here, but we are all very happy to be here. So I wanted to, can we go back to the, talk a little bit about why we chose public open space as our first meeting. We really see this as the open space as framing the design and framing all of the other things that we'll be talking about through this community process. It will frame where the buildings go, how we relate to the site, how transportation will work in the site. So that's why we put it first, and Gary will be getting to that a little bit. So we know that we're on a timeline within this master plan process. We know that you all have done a lot of work developing the parameters, developing the RFP, and then through the selection process. So here we are at this is our first workshop, but we had an intro meeting last month. And we're beginning the master plan process. So through these design meetings that we'll be having over the next several months, we'll be looking at different issues related to the design and looking to, in the early part of next year, initiate the technical feedback from the city. So we'll be asking for, a lot of technical issues that need to be studied. So we'll be getting that process started with the city. And then over the course of next year, we'll be developing and refining the master plan, ready to hopefully submit, have a final draft master plan by the end of 2018. So in terms of the community engagement, we have a lot of elements that we're looking at. We have these monthly CAC meetings that we're attending with you. Starting last month, we'll be going through 2018. We've got four items kind of laid out that we want to look at, and then we'll be continuing on through that through the year. We have a walking tour scheduled on December 2nd. We're meeting at Phil's at 10 o'clock, and that'll be from about 10 to 12. So that we'll be walking around the site with people looking at various conditions there. We're hoping to have an open house mid-January, which will be close to the site, close to around here, and will be available to developers and designers just to be there with our boards and available to answer questions that you have or talk about any topics that you want to talk about. Also, at the same time as this, we're meeting with smaller neighborhood groups. We've already started that process, neighborhood groups and stakeholders, and we'll be continuing those meetings ongoing throughout the year too. So, and then of course, ongoing collaboration with City College. So all of these elements are going on concurrently, and will continue through 2018 and beyond. So the four initial workshops that we're looking at having are this one, the public open spaces. Next month, we'll be looking at transportation, circulation, and parking. Then we'll be looking at housing and neighborhood character after that, and then sustainable design that really underlies the whole project. And these four workshops aren't the only opportunity that people will have to weigh in on these topics. We'll be circling back to them again later on in the year. They're just the first four that are happening. And I know that was a lot of information kind of covered pretty quickly, but are there any questions about the process or the structure of the timelines?
I'll go back to slides.
Okay.
Yeah,
sure. This one?
Or maybe
back one. CAC comments?
These are workshops for the entire community that you're talking about.
Right, that we're having.
That are going to be coming up.
Yes.
Okay.
They're part of the, well, if we go, actually, please go to the next slide. So that we have the CAC workshops that are here that are open to the community.
Right.
Those are the ones I was referring to.
Okay.
But they're open to everyone, but this particular venue is the orange dot, the CAC workshop. And then the other kind of timelines are different. The blue is open to everyone, as is this. The green, the little green bars are different specific community groups, like the Westford Park Neighbors or the merchants, different groups that we'll be visiting and talking to along the way.
I guess my confusion came from the word workshops.
Okay.
So, as opposed to a meeting.
Okay, yeah, I guess we can, what we're hoping to do here and for the next four meetings is make, rather than the structure that the CAC has been doing where everyone waits till the end and lines up, that we're hoping to have a little bit more interaction in these, that people can ask questions during the process. We'll have a couple breaks for questions in between each element so that we can actually answer questions instead of just note them down as comments. So that's, I guess, why we wanted to call them workshops.
Okay, that makes sense. That's good too. I think that's a better approach since we've done a lot of this work already. I was just not understanding what the difference was, and I know workshop has a different meaning.
Right.
So you've explained it.
Okay, thanks.
Right.
Other questions?
Just to clarify, are we asking for comments on community engagement process here also?
Yes. Right.
A couple of things. I hope you don't forget the obvious. We have a library down the street. It'd be great to have renderings in the library for passerbys. I mean, these are the folks that walk around the neighborhood,
uh-huh.
and they're gonna see it, and we probably or could get them engaged.
Right.
Same thing with Unity Plaza, a lot of pedestrian traffic through there. Maybe Mercy Housing allow some boards to be put on those windows.
And a particular interest for me, and so much of the success of this development is going to hinge on public transit, and we also have another community advisory committee. I would like to see nothing more than have MTA being a participant at this meeting, or perhaps another presentation at that body where the capacity of Muni to serve this development in the future is really aired out. But I don't want to get into too much. I'm talking more about the process of engaging that other element of the plan, and that citizen advisory committee. And in talking with MTA, they do say, we're a transit agency, that's our focus. Well, let's get them hooked into this process much more at the hip if we can.
No, we definitely hope to do that, and we're hoping to have them at the next meeting, actually. Yeah. So,
And I also welcome innovative ways of trying to get community. There's nothing wrong with experimenting a little bit, and if something doesn't work, you don't do it the next time. Yeah, but a couple of nuggets come out in the experimentation, so we should try to exploit that.
Mm-hmm. I'll just add that, and those are great comments. We're obviously in the process of developing this, so this is just the right time to hear some of this. Our notion about an open house, just to unfold that a little bit, was maybe finding a space. We thought about the old bookstore, City College space, where we would actually, just as Robert was describing, be there on a Friday and a Saturday, do some mini presentations, but people could drop in, and we would really be working. We have a whole range of folks there. So that's one notion, but we're very open to others, because we are, as Karen described, trying to kind of enrich this process as we go along.
Mike, do you have any feedback?
No.
So I've got three things. One is, I think we've got to be really clear, and it's a website or whatever the mechanism is going to be, is that as you're collecting information from these different times where you're convening, where you're bringing people together, like what are the issues raised and how is it resolved? You've got to be super transparent, and you've got to do it in a way that it kind of it builds on one another. Robert, to your point, I also think that doing an evaluation at the end of the plus delta, what worked with this meeting, what would you change or do differently, and just get in the habit of doing that so that we can kind of continue to refine, I think it's really important. And the third thing I wanted to raise is that I have asked Supervisor Yee to ask Ed Riskin to detail an SFMTA person to these meetings and to this committee now, because if we don't figure out the transportation piece, this project cannot work. And so it can't be an afterthought, and they have to be at the table, shoulder to shoulder with us. So when Supervisor Yee is here tonight, I know he was seeing Ed, I think it was last Tuesday. So we can find out what Ed said back. And if he didn't get a good response, then I think we need to push back and say, this is crazy. We've had so many other groups that we've had good representation all along, and it's critical.
Yeah, so our understanding is MTA has identified somebody. I don't want to say that totally for sure, because I'm not the city, but they've been very responsive. We had a meeting down at Atlantic last week with 8 or 10 people from MTA show up. So they're aware. As a developer, that's a different thing from them being...
It's just different for them to be in a meeting with you versus them being here, which is very different.
And that's what I was going to say. Them aware that this is a big project is different from them having the kind of interaction and the kind of creativity and that sort of thing that we need. So there's more to do, but that's the first step, I think.
So now comments.
Let me pass the mic back here.
And then just pass it to the next person who's got a...
Sure. I'm Max Ewalt. I live in the Ingleside over on Faxon Avenue. And just noted some questions. The next image you had, can you pull up the next image? It was the next four meetings. And also, the one that was just there, how are we all going to be informed of when those are? Because I'm just kind of writing it down. Is it going to be via email or...
Right. The four meetings that are coming up are the CAC meetings.
Okay.
So it's on at the regular scheduled CAC.
And these other ones?
The walking tour.
Yeah.
We'll post that on the CAC as well.
For the walking tour, I think we'll make sure that information is up on the CAC website as well. All the other neighborhood meetings, I think, you know, they're the neighborhood groups, and it's sort of we're being invited to them, so I don't think we can sort of be invited to bring all our friends. But most of the, you know, Sunnyside, you know, post it online and things like that. And then, go for it.
Yeah, I was just going to add, so we have the planning department newsletter that announces all of the CAC meetings. If you haven't signed up for that, there's a sign-in sheet at the back, and you can also sign up on the planning department website, and we will publicize not just the CAC meetings, but the walking tour and the other community, more creative community meetings,
and
with using that newsletter list.
And where is that going to be?
Where do you sign up?
Yeah, where are we going to see that information again?
So it will be sent out via email through the newsletter. So if you're not signed up for that, probably the quickest way is to go see Jeremy and sign up on that list.
So we're already on the email list.
You're all set.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And, okay, that's all.
Hi, Chris Hansen from the Excelsior. Could you describe what you have written there as the ongoing collaboration with City College? What is that going to be?
So we're working on that. We're working on exactly what that is right now. We have a lot of things in our project, the way it's conceived right now, that are only possible with hand-in-hand collaboration with college. And so we have been working with board trustees, with Chancellor and his staff, to try to figure out how we are going to interact with them. It's my understanding they've just hired a project manager on, who's going to be their point person in sort of discussing this with us and negotiating with us. So that's sort of the base level. We also need to do a lot more outreach with the rest of the City College community, with faculty, with students. We started with the trustees and with the chancellor because we had to start somewhere. But that's going to be part of that process as well. My understanding of the plan is that we're going to be at the Board of Trustees on a regular quarterly basis. So all three of those levels, and whatever else. You know, I know you're in that community, so if there are other ways that we need to engage, you know, we're all ears.
Will there be a public dispersal of information coming from those private meetings?
I'm not sure how to answer that. I mean, I don't think, you know, we can't like record it and send it out. This is, so for example, we're gonna be figuring out, we'd like to build faculty housing. We need to, you know, that's going to be most likely City College is going to have some ownership stake in that, because that's how you would possibly both legally and financially make something like that happen. You know, there's this is an example of where we're getting in the weeds, but there's fair housing law that makes it very difficult to restrict housing to a certain employer, you know, or a certain job classification, because that's against the federal fair housing law. But if City College has an ownership, they're part of the ownership of that building, then they can restrict housing to their own employees. So because of that, they need to be involved in the ownership of the building. So does City College want to have a meeting where, like, out in public, they're talking about all of their financial ownership structures? I don't know, I can't answer that for them. So. All the trustees meetings are public. I don't have a meeting set up to negotiate with City College. I can't really answer for them how that's going to be conducted. I'm sure that we are going to have to report everything out and report out conclusions and report out what happens there.
Just in the past, when the land swap happened, there was agendized closed session meetings. And that way the community knew that those meetings were happening and negotiations were happening. For the last 2 years, we haven't had anything like that in regards to these meetings and this development.
Okay. Yeah. So I know this is a little bit of like City College inside baseball that I can't really answer definitively. But I will say you haven't missed anything. You know, there have been no secret backdoor meetings yet. We've had some introductions with the trustees and the chancellor, but the real like nuts and bolts of how this is going to work, we have to, you know, there haven't been those substantive meetings yet.
Could I add just one thing here?
Sure.
Excuse me, not a Mueller faculty member. At the last board meeting, you did give a picture of what you just said, that the college can deal with faculty housing on its own land. And I noticed your picture has it on our land, so there has been some sort of discussion. And it's on our land where we're already three times more impacted land-wise for student per acre than any other school in the state. So I think that before such a picture appears, which gives me absolute heart palpitations, but it's your picture that you did gave out at the last board meeting, that needs to be discussed further, because it's right on the spot where we plan to put the visual arts departments.
So let me explain that picture. Sorry for interrupting.
Because that was public.
So that picture, that plan, is from our proposal. Our proposal was made without being allowed to talk to anybody, and it was sort of our best guess. We were scouring the internet for what's the latest facilities master plan and what's the latest picture of the Performing Arts Center. It was difficult to figure out what the latest one is. That was the plan that we saw, which we thought was the most recent facilities master plan, had a big parking lot there. We said, well, we could probably put those parking spaces underground and use that land better. If we're wrong about that, we've got to figure out something different. So it was our idea as far as it was a great place for housing. We, you know, there haven't been conversations. That was all the folks that just introduced themselves sitting in a room trying to figure it out. So yeah, that we expect that's going to move around and change. And yeah, we have the attempt about, you know, having the Performing Arts Center on there. We were trying to be make sure that everyone knew that we were understood that was happening and that we needed to save space for that. That was part of the ongoing plan for this area. If we have the wrong shape there, we could get the shape wrong, but the idea is to make sure that there's space for that.
Okay, just quickly, could you be more definitive on, I don't know what you mean by negotiate with City College. What are you negotiating? The project, about the project, and what is their role and what is your role and what are you permitted to and not permitted to do in that regard?
I think we would like City College to be involved in a formal way in faculty housing. So that would require, you know, negotiation about any financial relationship, any legal ownership relationship. Hopefully that would end in actual documents.
So you'll be permitted to negotiate with City College as to the project going forward?
Who would be permitted by City College to negotiate with City College?
Permitted by the City of San Francisco. And any agreements.
It's not their land. It's City College's land they're talking about.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if we, I think I can clearly, on behalf of Westwood Park, we had a series of meetings with the developers. We've raised various points, and somebody asked about notice. We are going to have a meeting, hopefully, with the developers. They've been very nice to meet with us on at least two or three occasions. And we felt that meeting was premature this time, because it's too early in the process to meet with the neighbors. We've raised a lot of concerns. One of the concerns was the size of the development. What you're talking about, Anita, what they're talking about is housing of another 200 units on City College property. Okay. So that would mean the development is, if they don't reduce their 1,100 units, is 1,300 units. Right? Am I correct?
That's yeah. That's correct. That was our proposal.
That was in their proposal. Their original proposal was, we will offer to build for City College.
Okay.
And so the city's not involved, because it's City College property. It's the east side of the property. We're not talking about the development on the 17
acres. So negotiations.
The development on the 17 acres, they propose 1,100. We say that's way too many. But that's just one of our issues. And so the total will be, if their whole proposal was accepted, would be 1,300. We still have a number of issues, and I don't think tonight's the time to discuss it, but the residents of Westwood Park, I see a lot of you here who spoke, there will be a mailing at some stage when the board of directors feels the appropriate time is to have a meeting with the developers where you can ask all these questions.
I was mixing it up. Yeah. I'm sorry. Thank you for clarification.
This is a completely different topic, and it's very simple.
Okay.
Okay, I wanted to add to Robert's suggestion with regard to your outreach, and it is very important that we reach people who I don't see well represented here. And I would like very much to request that you translate anything that you submit in the library or other public areas so that other people can understand what is happening.
That's a great comment. I think it ties into to both of those. Our intention is to meet with anyone at any time, whenever they want to meet with us. We've been at Saint Sydney Neighborhood Association. We've met with Ocean Avenue Association. So, we've met with Mike and his board a couple times. Happy to come to any, we were at West Twin Beach Council. So any neighborhood association, if you want to meet with us, any people, you just want to come chat. And absolutely,
from experience from 1100 Ocean and other projects, sometimes somebody sitting at an open air market or at the library, because there's a significant attendance at the library, just to answer questions, so that would mean somebody who's bilingual.
Yeah, that's all. We have a lot of plans to get that fully rolled out. It's not fully rolled out yet, but that's absolutely.
I was just wondering, has it ever been mentioned on the news, like Con4 or anything, about this huge development for San Francisco and how it's going to impact? Because I know a lot of people in the news industry that probably maybe just say that this is happening, and if people want to come and join the meetings, are they welcome? Public, right?
Sure, yeah. I mean, this is a public meeting, and so the more
has it ever been on the news? Does anybody know? Or?
I don't know. We're in the Guardsman a lot. I don't know about
businesses.
Yeah,
would that be a good idea? I don't know if that would be a good idea.
Sure, yeah.
You know, in case there's concern, another question? Yeah, let's take another one, and we're going to just try to keep us on time a little bit and do the next little part of this, and then we'll keep taking questions, but go ahead.
I know you read all of the minutes prior, but I would like to repeat myself. This all came about because of a shortage of apartments in San Francisco. And how will you look or control when you are renting out those units or when you are selling the condominiums that it goes to people who work in San Francisco? We are so close to the 280 freeway that many people will apply who work in Silicon Valley. And how do you want to administer that? That is very important to me. I mean, we gladly participate in the shortage of San Francisco's housing, but then it should go to the people who work in San Francisco. Be aware of that. I'm very particular about that.
I think that's a great question. I think the answer has several pieces to it. Do we want to follow up on that one?
I think so. There's a lot of conversation in meeting number three, I believe, the housing meeting, talking about how affordable housing works, who it's for, what are the income levels. I believe, and you guys correct me if I'm wrong, there's going to be a local preference on these new, for all the new affordable housing, we'll have a local preference with it. It's more specific.
We should not have anybody in there who does not live and who does not work in San Francisco.
Okay, so there's a lot of detail.
I only would like to let you know that the vacant houses which have been sold in Westwood Park, I would say 50% of the new buyers live or work outside of San Francisco. And that would not solve our problem.
Okay, well, that's a very detailed answer, but I think there's a lot of answers to pieces of it, and we'll write that down and make sure that we address that when we talk about housing.
Yeah.
Like there's maybe one more.
And again, we're asking about the overall engagement.
One.
I think this fits in. It has to do with City College and the public transportation. Are they going to be involved in the decisions about that? Because I read some email somewhere from somebody next door or something that said that they're not. They haven't been talking about,
I think it's critical that we have City College helping solve all the transportation
stuff. How many get students to take BART instead of driving? I mean, that's been part of the
thing.
So are they going to be at the next meeting?
I think they're at this meeting, technically. So yeah, that's a pretty necessary part of this whole equation. I can't say how we're going to work it all out.
Let me assure you that City College is present at these meetings, and I think we have a new member now. Is that,
yes.
I haven't even met you yet.
Nice to meet you.
So City College is very much a part of it. Someone else had a question about that, about City College meeting with the developers, and since this is going to be controversial, but we are a very major stakeholder here and have been using this property for quite some time, so we do need to discuss a lot of things as we move along with the developer.
Okay. Robert, one more thing.
I keep thinking that there might be an opportunity for the various committees to have like a joint meeting so that the trustees could be talking to this CAC in an open meeting, or this CAC talking to the Balboa Park Station CAC. Again, trying innovative ways of getting more of a mix of comments. And I want to acknowledge the current chair of the Balboa Park Station CAC, Aaron Goodman. He's here tonight. He's been coming to these meetings faithfully. So. To the extent that we can look at collaborations with our various committees, I think that would be helpful too. All right, terrific. So again, I'm Peter Waller with Pine Talk Architects, and that was really helpful feedback and timely, because we really are just getting going and getting ourselves organized on the community engagement part, sort of coming alongside this process that you guys already have going on. And these next four CAC meetings are particularly, it's all important, but this is really the part where we're gonna kind of get some, hopefully some framework together around this master plan, try to cover all the big subjects. And, you know, we use the term workshop because in our minds, this is when the physical design, you guys have been designing this place for a long time, but this is when the physical design really happens. So these really are workshops for us and for everybody involved. So I'm going to frame real quickly kind of how we started to think about this when we had a blank sheet of paper and this amazing site with these conditions. Sorry, it's difficult to see, nearly impossible. And then we had this great collection of principles and parameters. And we turned this over in our head, and we kept coming back to this notion of the open space as something that was incredibly special about what was framed by the community. So. When we thought, where do we start? What's the first piece you gotta put down on paper or start thinking about when you really thought about the open space, that shared amenity of 4 acres with at least 2 acres in a central, a single contiguous park. And 2 acres is a pretty good sized piece of land. That's about 300 by 300 if it's a square. So it's about a football field if it was a square football field. So, it's a big chunk of land, but this is in 17 acres, so, you know, it's 2 acres, I mean, the central piece is that, but the 4 acres is 25% of that, almost. It's really critical to get that in the right place, and our instinct, and Karen touched on this, was to put that where the most people could use it, where it could be most successful in making connections all the way around. And Gary's going to follow in a minute and talk about that further. The second thing, then, that we really thought about, once we kind of thought, well, okay, the open space maybe lives somewhere here, or here are the guidelines, is then you deal with the circulation. So rather than doing the roads first, which is so much of what happens in master planning, you then think about the vehicle circulation to support this open space, and you leave that middle section as really pedestrians and bikes. And this is really what's exciting for us about this vision. You guys work to create this vision, but when it starts to come together physically, the notion that you could keep the automobiles at the perimeter. And all of that in the middle could be something different. Next slide, of course, all of these things, this vehicle circulation has to link out to Phelan, to Ocean Avenue. We got to get all of that right. And all of those, what, you know, leads on down to BART and so on and so forth, all those connections and adjustments, that's going to be the subject of the next CAC meeting. That's going to be part and parcel of that. Next slide. But the other piece that will also come up, but was really fundamental for us with the vehicles, was this parking issue. Joe touched on. And our notion is that really it's going to be solving the City College parking issue is going to be, the mechanism is going to be some sort of shared use parking facility. And that would probably be beneath our buildings. It's not taking up precious space up above ground. What the size is, the exact location, all to be worked out, but City College would use it during class hours. It then would be available to residents after hours as kind of a little bit of overflow space, so that we could handle two kinds of parking, and we could make best use of what's a pretty expensive facility to build. That's a really fundamental piece to us. So it was open space, it was the circulation, the parking. And then lastly, we really started thinking about, if we go to the next slide, how do you actually then put buildings in this mix? We don't have fixed ideas about that, except that it's naturally set up that the higher buildings would be near City College, adjacent to buildings like this, which are 60 feet tall, and tapering down, stepping down to Westwood Park, to the west, to the homes in Westwood Park, which has kind of a natural aspect of opening the views, creating this stepped condition where you can have rooftop space, creating this kind of stepped arrangement of a classic San Francisco neighborhood. So those were kind of the big chunks, and that was just how these pieces sort of started to fit as big topics in our mind. And none of them are solved, but it's how we've arranged our thinking. And then I'm going to let Gary delve into the open space a little bit, and then we'll have a lot of time to chat. Yeah?
I just want to check in with everyone. So our projector was also stuck in the car late. This is the other projector. Should we take a minute? Because there's a lot of yellow in Gary's presentation. Take a 5-minute break, do that now. Sorry, Gary, but I feel like that might work better for everybody. To save your eyes.
Hey, Joe. The 15th of January, I think it's Martin Luther King Day, so I don't think we made it.
That's Westwood Park?
No. Martin, you guys had up there. So I'll talk to Lisa tomorrow.